Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Sigourney Ragbright Executive Committee Co-Chair Amber Kephart about Sigourney's theme and entertainment for their overnight stop on July 26th.
Our theme is When Pigs Fly.
What will that encompass, I wonder, or how will bicyclists see that during their stop through Sigourney?
So we went with this theme for multiple reasons. One, because in 1995, we were an overnight town, and most riders remember it as being the worst ride ever on Ragbri. They had horrible heat, horrible headwind, and it was just awful. So we thought, you know, the saying, when pigs fly, and kind of just changed that a little bit to where pigs fly for that reason, basically. Like, you know, when pigs fly, you know, that people don't expect to come back, I guess. And then we tied it in with the band that we have as well. So the band that we have is the Pork Tornadoes.
What kind of music do they play?
They play everything. They are a cover band, and they play anything from Blink-182 to Tennessee Whiskey. They can even rap. Mm-hmm. So they play just a variety of everything.
So is the theme actually where?
Yes.
Where pigs fly.
It is, yep, where pigs fly.
Gotcha.
So riders are going to see tornadoes and pigs. We also, every week on our Facebook page and our website, we have a mascot. It is a live piglet, and his name is Porkchop. And every week, Porkchop is going to be somewhere in town, whether it's a business or one of the parks. And he's just going to be exploring the city until all of the riders get here.
You mentioned the last time Sigourney was an overnight town was 1995. How did it feel to find out that Sigourney was going to be another overnight stop?
Oh, I was really excited. In 2016, we were the meeting town for Ragbri, and I was a co-chair with Rick Landgrebe for that. And it was just an awesome experience. We worked our tails off and wanted to prove to Ragbri that we could host an overnight stay again. So when they announced that Sigourney was an overnight town, I was ecstatic.
Where will bicyclists be guided to? What will be the hub for Sigourney?
So we have our main campground is going to be at the Keokuk County Expo. And then we have several other campgrounds throughout town, but that will be our main campground. Sure. And then our downtown area is where everything's going to be happening. Bulk of our entertainment will be there. Our large beverage garden is going to be there.
Have there been concerns as far as amenities or where to put bicyclists for Sigourney with it being one of the smaller overnight towns?
It's definitely a concern. We are the smallest town on the route this year, but we are most definitely not the smallest town on Ragbri. 2 years ago, Leon was an overnight town, and they're a town of 800 people, and they pulled it off. So it's something that we've got in the back of our minds, but we are a community of amazing people who step up when needed. And we've already got so many people that are offering up their yards and their homes for housing on top of the campgrounds that we have. So we're going to get people here and have a good place for them to stay. And then, you know, when it comes time to be uptown on the square for entertainment and hanging out, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, roughly 20,000 people on our square, but we're going to make it happen.
Overall, how would you say the plans are coming together for Ragbri?
Really good. We are meeting every couple of weeks with the director and assistant director, and we are right on schedule, a little ahead of schedule on some things. And our executive and advisory committees meet every week. A lot of times we're actually meeting multiple times a week. You know, this week alone, just because of our reveal coming up and trying to narrow down our beverage garden and vendors and all of that, we've met roughly four times already this week, and we have a meeting tomorrow morning. So,
what do you want bicyclists to remember after coming to Sigourney this year?
Our small town pride. We are the smallest town on the route, but we want them leaving with the best impact out of the entire week.
It sounds like the committee is pretty ahead of the game or things are going well, but is there anything that you, I guess, are needing more of or any?
Well, we definitely need volunteers. We will always need volunteers. We've got, you know, our cleanup crew that we're going to need volunteers for, and our beverage garden we're going to need volunteers for, entertainment. So volunteers, we need volunteers, and we still need housing. We still want people to step up if they're willing and offer their yard just for some campers.
And why would you encourage people to volunteer to help out with this?
Because it's an amazing experience. It is definitely worth all of the work that we are putting into it. You are going to meet some of the most amazing people. You know, a lot of the writers aren't even from Iowa. They're not even from the Midwest. So you get to experience a different kind of culture, and then you get to show them our town and how we live. And, you know, we have one stoplight. Well, actually, we don't even have, yeah, we do. We have two stoplights in town, and it's just the craziest thing. So the experience that they will get from it.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Sigourney Ragbri Executive Committee Co-Chair Amber Kephart. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.